And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray. Rock Cod Rick Maxa's in Sitka, Alaska on our 20th anniversary Kingfisher Charters trip. But we've got Mike and the guys from 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing going to be talking fishing all over the place. It's biting out there. And you stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all the miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards, we've got kayaks, we've got snorkeling equipment, of course, we've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips, we've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252, 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com, it's unique.
It's time for our PowerPro 30-second seminar, and I tell you what, with PowerPro, what I like about it is the knot strength. You tie a knot with PowerPro, whether it be a John Collins knot, an Albright knot, back-to-back unique, they hold and work with PowerPro.
Yeah, the line is just not stiff. It's the perfect amount of round. It has good abrasion resistance, and it's just easier for connections than other types of line out there.
Indeed. PowerPro at your favorite tackle store, or check out PowerPro.com.
The grand opening of the Big Bay Yachts office at Intrepid Landing continues. Scott Lampe has assembled a first-rate team of fishing professionals and boat experts at Big Bay Yachts to help you find that dream fishing boat or yacht. Big Bay Yachts is the dealer for Albemarle and Cobia boats. Come down to Big Bay Yachts. See and check out the amazing Cobia 23 and 27-foot center consoles. Priced to sell at ridiculous grand opening prices.
This is Scott from Big Bay Yachts. We have incredible boats, incredible values at incredible prices, so ridiculous that people say we're crazy. But not just on stock boats. For a limited time, come see me or one of my great staff, and we'll give you an extra discount on a custom-built Albemarle or Cobia done your way.
Let Scott and his crew show you the new Cobias, Albemarles, and quality brokerage boats of all shapes and sizes. Ready to fish this season? Cruise on by Big Bay Yachts right on the waterfront at the new Intrepid Landing in Point Loma. Check BigBayYachts.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here, along with some great guys in the studio from 22nd Street Landing. We have Mike Morrison, who's the general manager. Good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you back in the studio here. And Jeff Jessup, who runs the Freedom, as well as involved with the Pursuit and the Native Son. Good morning.
Actually, it's the Ultra and the Monte Carlo.
The Ultra and the Monte Carlo. Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Aaron Graham from the Native Son, the 3/4 day, 7 a.m.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Yeah, great. We've got all bases covered today, and stuff's biting this week, huh? Just starting up.
Yeah, locally it was kind of it's actually been really good, like cod fishing and the sculpin been biting. You know, we've been relying on a lot of that stuff, and then all of a sudden the last 10 days or so, we're all pumped up. Barracuda started biting, you know, some good numbers on the boat. And then this week, the sand bass have been biting. And a lot of the customers are all, you know, they're coming back. They're really jacked up. Like, this is what everybody cut their teeth on and fishing, catching barracuda and sand bass. So really easy fishing. You can throw the Taddy C at them, you know, fishing fly line anchovy. It's been a lot of fun. I mean, Aaron's been fortunate to fish it all week. So
the way it's supposed to be. Aaron, tell us about it. It's kind of like the old days. It's back to normal conditions, and sand bass and barracuda are back.
It's pretty impressive how quickly overnight everything kind of came back together. We went from not catching a lot to, I think it was one of the Newport boats got in the area one day, had a decent whack at it. And, you know, everybody, the day and age right now, something bites somewhere, the next day you're not just going to be the only boat. And, you know, we've been able to get down there and kind of capitalize on it. And like Mike was saying, it's fun fishing. It's fairly easy. We've had a lot of rent rod groups the last couple of weeks. And now there's something for them to catch, you know, other than just a bottom fish. And the size of the, you know, the bass we're catching is 2 to 5, 2 to 6 pounds, some bigger ones mixed in. And like I said, it's fun fishing. It's easy. And there's action now. There's a lot of fish to catch throughout the day. And the stuff splashes around and puts on a show, and it's nice to see that back.
Some of those barracuda are biggins,
they're
too,
big
huh?
ones. It's, yeah. It's
legitimate size.
There's been a handful, even, you know, myself, getting down there hooking hand, and we don't bounce those ones. We've been gaffing them.
That's
pretty cool.
That's pretty awesome. Like, I mean, that's kind of what we were used to, and then all of a sudden, you know, El Nino comes, things disappear, and now normal water conditions. And it just kind of turned around because we had all that wind event, right?
Exactly.
And now we have this beautiful week of weather and water conditions.
We thought that wind was going to send us back in the ice age.
Yeah, no kidding. So the water, how did the water temp change?
It's actually been coming up. I actually just got a text message from Paul Strouser, who's on the St. Catherine this morning, and he was telling me the water's 69 degrees where he's driving through right now. So.
Sweet. 69?
Yeah, I think it's just more of a surface temperature.
Yeah.
But, you know, some of the fish, you feel them, they're still kind of cold. Like, the temperature on the bottom is definitely different. But seeing that, there's some hope.
And Jeff, you've been running the Freedom, and where have you been fishing?
We've fished several islands here this week. In fact, we've covered all our bases.
Yeah.
We had a little tougher week this week. We had after the last little blow, we had some drastic drop in water temperature.
Like, how low did it go?
We saw water as cold as 57 degrees this week.
Oh.
However, on a brighter note, it seems like most of the guys had pretty good fishing yesterday and multiple islands. In fact, everybody in our group had pretty good fishing yesterday. Yellowtail, you know, calico bass starting to bite a little bit at the island.
At Catalina as well as San Clemente?
All of our islands. There was good fishing yesterday, yeah.
Yeah.
There was, it sounded like conditions improved dramatically yesterday.
When you say all of our islands, what islands are you fishing?
Well, we've pretty much looked at them all this week. San Clemente, Santa Barbara, Catalina, we've covered our bases this week.
Because of your location at 22nd Street, you're close to all of those islands.
We can fish, you know, like we fished all those, and including San Nicolas, we can fish too in a one-day trip. Yeah.
In a one-day, you can get to San Nicolas?
Yep.
Wow. How often can you get out there?
You know, we do a lot of rock fishing out there in the early spring and late in the year, but we can get out there whenever we need to.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty awesome. So tell us about your boats. You run the course of Freedom, but you also
I run the Freedom. Yeah, we're right now we're running 10 p.m. nightly overnight trips, freelance island freelance. I'm involved in the Ultra, which is a 10 passenger private charter boat. We're booked up, very busy on that boat. We also commercial fish that boat in the off season for squid, and I'm involved in the Monte Carlo, which has the double half day run out of the landing. So we're 6:30 and 12:30 every day.
Wow. Yep. And the Ultra is strictly a charter boat?
You know, we do some open party trips on there. well, I guess in the early spring before things really get rolling. Our month, from now towards the end of the season, we're pretty well booked. I think there's like 2 days left open in our charter books
wow.
at this point. So, yeah, we're busy.
But Freedom's running every night now.
We're online every night. We got a little bit of a slower start this year. We did some major projects to the boat. So we were a little behind schedule with our maintenance, and there was some really good fishing in April and May that we unfortunately missed out on. But we're back online. We're at it every night, 10 p.m. Yep.
Wow, awesome. And, Aaron, you're running every day?
Yeah, every day, 7 o'clock, three-quarter day, returning between 4 and 7 in the afternoon.
Mostly coastal fishing?
Mostly coastal. We're considered freelance, so, you know, we fish the island. We go up into the bay. We go down south, offshore, wherever it's at, we're there.
Yeah, and again, because of that great location where you guys are.
Very, very centrally located, about everything. You know, we can go up, we can go down, we can go out. You know, we're right where we need to be.
Yeah, and Mike, bait is never an issue because you guys also own the bait receiver, too.
Yeah, and it's going to get better, too. We're adding another 8 huge boxes, so we're going to start to see more cured bait for a day and a half, longer trips. The bait situation is just going to get better. And fortunately, we were able to catch these big, ginormous anchovies, and the sardines have been really nice. And working together with other boats, all of our overnight boats and three-quarter-day boats are able to get some form of squid from one way or another. It's been pretty happy lately. Everybody's kind of working together, and it's been really good.
They've essentially doubled the bait capacity of the barge this year.
It's going to be a lot of bait. Very nice.
Yeah, that's really nice.
For everyone. Private boats as well. I mean, I spend my nights on the St. Catherine pretty much with Dan and Mark and Paul, and we're really in tune with what's going on. And like I said, the bait at anchovy is huge. It's actually really cool to see, you know, especially if this is a barracuda bite, and you're like, all right, we got some hook bait here.
Yeah, how fun. And how consistent has the squid been?
We've been not having a problem getting our squid here at night. I mean, if it's something we can't make on our own, between that or getting it off one of the light boats, we've pretty much had squid in the tank for all of our trips here on the Freedom. But actually, honestly, everything's been switching over to the sardine now. We've seen better and better fishing on the sardine here in the past week or so. I know a lot of that fish that was caught yesterday was on the sardine.
Nice grade yellow around, too, right?
There's a nice grade yellow. There's a mixed grade. You know, there's everything from the 4-pounders all the way up to the 30-pounders. But yeah,
in the same school almost, right?
Yeah.
The same spots.
Yesterday, Tino had really good fishing on the Freedom in the morning. They went through quite a bit of fish, but everything he had on the boat was like that 20 to 30-pound stuff.
Nice. Nice. Good stuff. And so, Mike, at 22nd Street, tell us about the rest of the crew there.
You know, everything's coming along really nice. I mean, the last couple of years we've learned a lot with the volume of people and stuff. Everybody's getting on boats as quick as possible. It's really nice. And back to like the bait thing for a second, it's just the network of boats we have down there with the Ultra and the Outrider and the Fortune and the Freedom. They work together. It's we were commenting about on the ride home. It's pretty cool that like everybody's rubbing elbows and having a good time down there at the shop. All the captains and crews, and you'll see crew members on other boats working on other boats on their day off. It's the 22nd Street's. I mean, I love the place. It's wonderful to call home. All of our customers we know on a first name basis. We're getting customers, new guys that just stick, and they, you know, I love to see the half day guys coming out and keep coming and bringing a friend, and it's just a happy place.
Truly the A-team in L.A.
Yeah.
A lot of repeat
clients. Yeah, a lot of people just stick, and it's really cool to be a part of it.
There's a really good dynamic between the boats right now. Like, as far as the overnight boats that I'm involved in and the charter boats, it's a really good working dynamic with everybody. I mean, helping each other out, and, you know, like, this is an example. We were going up to the west the other night, and there was another guy coming in, and, you know, he goes out of his way to make sure that he met us on the west end of the island to give us bait. It works out really well.
Yeah, good teams.
Yeah, great dream team going
on. Yeah, no kidding. Fantastic. And easy to find, easy to get to.
Oh, yeah. No, we're still right there at the end of the 110 freeway, free parking. That's
still
a luxury.
Haven't
it's
done
wonderful,
about that.
Wonderful,
yeah,
wonderful
right.
thing.
You gotta love that.
It does,
and a great tackle store too.
Yeah, we got most all the basic essentials there. Every year, I mean, we have to fine tune it. You know, every year things change so much. But you know, we can if we don't have it, we can get it tomorrow. And we generally have a lot of stuff when you need it, all the, you know, you don't miss when you get there. So if you're missing something, anywhere from if you need new line or top shots, and we got pretty knowledgeable tackle shop employees that point you in the right direction. And it's like I said, it's a very, very great place to be.
Yeah, great spot. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. And everybody listening this morning, these guys have brought in one heck of a Father's Day gift for everybody. First of all, we're going to be giving away an overnight trip on the Freedom to somebody. Somebody's going to win also a full-day trip on the Pursuit. And somebody else is going to go fishing with Aaron, a full-day trip on the Native Sun, or excuse me, a three-quarter-day trip on the Native Sun. So three different prizes there. And then we have a little Father's Day prize package that includes a half-day trip on the Monte Carlo, as well as, thanks to Olakai, they are giving us a pair of their great sandals, the Olakai sandals. That's a special gift. It's the sandals that are super waterproof, super comfortable, courtesy of Olakai. So that's a nice prize package that includes the Olakai sandals as well as the half-day trip on the Monte Carlo. So four different winners today from these guys at 22nd Street, as well as the people at Olakai, which Olakai is, like we talked about yesterday, the best stuff if you can put on your feet, no doubt about it. And when we come back, we're going to take your phone calls, talk some fishing here with Jeff, Aaron, and Mike from 22nd Street Landing. Stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest. For decades, the Kona Kai has been considered San Diego's premier marina resort and spa. Now with millions of dollars in upgrades, the Kona Kai Resort is a destination for travelers worldwide who can live it every day. The docks and services are the finest quality in San Diego, and the Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. As a marina tenant, you enjoy many benefits, including secured free parking, a deluxe health club, swimming pool, and more. Enjoy discounts at their restaurant, bar, and hotel. If you don't have a boat, there are memberships available at a very affordable price. The Kona Kai Club has been offering members a home away from home since 1953. Members can spend their days on Kona Kai's private beach, meet new people in the club's modern lounge, share a meal with family at Bessel Restaurant and Bar, or pamper themselves in Spa Terra. Check out ResortKonaKai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Resort, like being on vacation every day in your own backyard.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank Lopresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there, too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't Don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
I got a garage full of fishing tackle, and every time I get out on the water, I realize I forgot something important. But I never forget my life jacket. I make sure my buddies wear theirs, too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. As I said, Rock God Rick's up in Sitka, Alaska with our group from Kingfisher Charters 20th anniversary. A lot of them are actually headed up today. He went up a day early to enjoy the beauty of Sitka, along with Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle went along with them. So that's going to be a good time. And we have a great group in the studio today from 22nd Street Landing in San Pedro. We have Mike Morrison, the general manager, Jeff Jessup, and Aaron Graham, both captains on the vessels there. We're giving away an overnight on the Freedom, which Jeff runs. How often? You run it every day?
I do not. I have reduced myself to 4 days a week.
Yeah, because well, you got a lot of other duties, too.
I got other stuff that happens on the beach. But Tuesday through Friday are the days that I'm on the boat.
No doubt. We're also giving away a full-day trip on the Pursuit. And a full day on the Pursuit is an island trip, generally speaking?
Yeah, he fishes Catalina Island. John leaves at 6 o'clock in the morning and generally returns around 5, 6 o'clock in the evening.
So, okay.
Yeah, you get a full-day trip. And he's got bunks, too, which is cool. So when you get on the boat in the morning, you can lay down and get some sleep on the ride across.
Nice.
Yeah.
Or on the ride home. Yeah. And then a three-quarter day trip on the Native Sun, which Aaron runs, and leaves at 7 a.m., right, Aaron?
Yes, sir, 7 a.m.
And how often do you run the boat?
I'm there typically 5-6 days a week.
Okay.
And this weekend I got Gabriel. He used to run the boat when I was over at Berth 55 before we brought it over, so it's in good hands.
Yeah, no kidding. And then we're giving away a pair of Olakai sandals, as well as a half-day trip on the Monte Carlo, our Father's Day gifts to all our listeners out there. Let's go ahead and jump into those phones, and they are packed up, every line in the building. And let's start it off with Mike in Rosemead. Mike, thanks for joining us. Happy Father's Day.
Same to you guys. Happy Father's Day. My question is, I always look at the Bill Varnay title calendar, and everybody always kind of focuses their fishing trips around the moon phases. And I know that the full moon, there's always a high tide swing, and at the dark moon week, there's always a high tide, high swing in tides. Is there a time between there that's always better than the other, or is it just fish when you fish?
Gentlemen?
Aaron.
What do you think, Aaron?
Well, I've had a lot of people talk about that lately. We kind of have to fish 7 days a week. I wish I could plan when I fish, but we go every day.
Do you see any changes on moon phases or tidal swings or anything?
I think leading up to the full moon, my personal preference, myself, I don't like fishing on the full moon. And every time I think of the full moon, I think of the swell being built up with the tide changes and that sort of thing. I've just never had good luck on the full moon. It seems like everything kind of gets lazy, in my opinion.
Yeah. A lot of our charters, you know, we used to get them, or I would recommend maybe the 4 or 5 days leading up to the moon and the same thing coming off of it. Never necessarily cared for it on the moon, but, yeah.
Yeah, it's actually pretty cool on sportfishingreport.com. We refer to, like, old years on it because it keeps track of, I've seen as far as like 8 years back of fish counts, and you can see the moon phases on those days that things bit. I can't say 100% that it bites better on certain moon phases than others, but if you look at it, you can really base a fishing trip around it if you really believe in it. I mean, it's not like
things move and happen.
Yeah, right. Sure. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of things changing.
Things
there's,
push. Yeah. They, you know, a lot of things change. But
and I know you don't want to go squid fishing on a full moon.
you
catch it right when the sun goes down or when the sun comes up. Otherwise, you just stare at it about 10 fathoms down. So
well, we always kind of say go fishing when you can.
Oh yeah,
right?
Exactly. No,
because you never know.
Always
never
go fishing.
Know, especially this time of the year. There's so many different things happening.
Yeah,
you never know. If you're following the fish counts, you might be waiting a little while. You know what I mean? As far as waiting for the right place and the right time.
Yeah.
I've always told people don't wait for it to be good. Don't go the day after it bit. Go the day that it didn't bite. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Oh, for sure.
Follow that.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And the other thing, too, is a lot of guys fishing offshore and stuff talk about it bit on the tide change. What's the thought? What's your thought on that?
Especially sea bass fishing, yes, I've seen some pretty good bites on the tide change.
On
the shift, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It just, like, things go slack and they're...
Well, one thing I know for sure is you got to have some kind of water movement to get this stuff to bite. It's very difficult whether you're fishing yellowtail, bass, sea bass, whatever you're fishing, you need to have some kind of flow. And, you know, it's all condition oriented. I mean, you can sit there when it's stagnant and stare at the water. As soon as you get some movement, you know, things wake up.
Bottom line is go when you can. Hey, thanks for getting us started, Mike. Appreciate the call this morning. That does free up 877-792-1090. Open right now. John in Long Beach, you're on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. I fish out of 22nd Street a couple of days a week, and I've fished with all those guys. And anybody that hasn't gone there, it's a great place to go. It's very centrally located, and like they said, free parking. It's good. I've always done really, really well out of there. I fished with Aaron when he was still on the Monte Carlo, and some of the best trips I've ever had on half-day boats have been on that particular boat, and I've fished out around there for like 50 years. So, kudos to those guys because it's a great place to go. And I will just tell anybody, if you go out there, tip those guys really good because they work their behinds off.
No kidding.
I like this guy.
Yeah, I mean, if you guys will get my 10 spot, hit them with a 20 because they appreciate it. And they remember that when you come out the next time. They take care of everybody. They're right there. They want you to catch fish, and they want you to come back. So that's what I got to say, and you guys have a great day.
Thanks, John. Good words.
Thank you, John.
And I'll say, and I know you guys don't like talking about tipping that much, but that's – really an important part of your income for you and the crew on the boat, right?
It definitely is.
Yeah.
I mean, the boys work hard. They put in tremendous hours that I don't think a lot of people see or appreciate with, you know, the hours of sleep that our crew gets a night and what they, you know, what they go through. And, he brought up a very good point. We want you to catch fish. There's a lot that goes into... you know, our days and our thought process behind this. We're very competitive by nature, all of us. Everybody
want to catch them more than you guys.
Oh,
do.
Yeah.
Everybody in this industry, you know, I don't care where you run a boat or what kind of boat you run. We're all competitive. We're competitive by nature. We want to put fish counts up. And, you know, we go through a lot to make sure that you do, whether it's staying up late to make sure that you have squid for the next day or whatever it may be, going the extra mile. We want to see you catch fish. And I don't know of a captain or anybody that I know who doesn't. You know, it's just sometimes, it's like anything. You have your good days and your bad days. We can't – certain things you can control in this business and some things you can't control. And the actual fishing, the weather, those are things that are out of our control. But what we can control is our effort, and that's something that we always try to give 110% of.
And I tell people all the time, there's a lot of variables to this fishing thing, and most of – what is out there is working against us on a daily basis, whether it be the weather or, you know, some sort of a mechanical issue or the bait. I mean, there's so many variables, and to be able to put a good day together and have people have a good time takes a lot of effort to do that.
No doubt about it. And you guys all do it. Everybody in this business does it because it's a passion. It's not a...
we're definitely not doing this for the money.
Not for the money. It's not a money-making business.
At least I'm not.
It is a passion business, and it's because you enjoy being on the water, time on the water, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. So thanks for that important point of, hey, if you have a good day, if you enjoy going fishing, take care of these guys at the end of the day with a nice tip. appreciate that thought. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Vista. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Great.
Great.
I'm a long time listener. All I want to say is you've got a great show, and happy Father's Day to all the dads out there.
Very nice thought. Appreciate it.
You know, I mean, that's fancy. I've been fishing all my life, so I love you guys.
Hey.
Have a good Father's Day.
Thanks, John. Same back to you. And hey, what better thing to do than take dad fishing, right?
There you go.
Yeah, there was a lot of that happened on Friday and Saturday. Just it was really cool to see all the young bucks with the fathers, the sons, the grandsons out. Yeah. You know, it was real.
That's
real cool.
Cool.
And it was nice to see the fish biting for that too.
Yeah, it just like the switch flipped on for Father's Day, right?
That it did. You know,
I'm sure busy day today too.
Big loads of people and the fish were biting yesterday, so that definitely worked out very well.
Sand bass
and barracuda.
Yeah, is it that legitimate
for local? Yeah,
like that legitimate spawning bed. Sand bass, that big old.
It's getting there.
Bass?
Yeah,
really?
Exactly. It might be the first wave, so hopefully there's a lot more behind
love
it.
That. It's been a few years, right?
It has been a few years.
Yeah, and then you have that big log barracuda mixed in with it.
Yeah, that always keeps things interesting.
Oh,
you know,
man.
The time of day that stuff gets on the stern. And the chum, and it's been game on.
Yeah. Now, is that bonita that we were talking about earlier, is that just at the islands, or is it on the coast, too?
I don't know.
Nothing on the coast yet.
On the coast.
Offshore, the guys that are out looking for the tuna on the local banks and stuff, I've heard a lot of people, and I've gotten a lot of phone calls, hey, we're catching the stuff or seeing it, but nothing on the beach yet.
Yeah, there's a lot of it. Like you said earlier, you saw it the other day at Clemente. We see waves of that stuff breezing up and down the front of the island. So.
Yeah, nice to see it all back to normal, right?
Yep.
What do you think, albacore this year?
God, I hope so.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it? I mean, it seems like everything's back to the way it used to be, right?
Come off of 3 years of this fishing that we just had. If we could go into a couple 3-year cycle of albacore.
Gotta love it.
I couldn't ask for too much.
People are trying to figure out why we're excited about catching sand bass, and I'm 3 years of yellowtail. It's nice to see something a little different.
No doubt about it, for sure. Let's talk to Mike in Valley Center. Hi, Mike. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup. Mike.
Yeah, hi, guys.
Come on.
Happy Father's Day to everybody.
Same to you.
I do a lot of fishing out of San Diego because I live down this way. So, I rig up for, generally going, pretty far offshore. So I've been looking to coming up to 22nd Street for a couple, 3 days now. And I just wanted to see how I, what gear I should bring as opposed to, fishing offshore for tuna in San Diego.
All of it.
Yeah, bring it all.
You got to be ready for
same deal.
Opportunities pop up. We're fishing islands and on the way back home, people ask all year long if they should bring trolling outfits out. And I'm like, why not? You never know what you're going to run into. But, from the office standpoint, we tell everybody a good 20, 25 and like a 30-pound outfit, 40-pound outfit because you just don't know what we're going to be doing. Bring it all. We got room for whatever you got. Bring it out with you.
Well, yeah, I mean, interestingly enough, fishing the islands right now, there's so much different grade of yellowtail, and you never know where we're going to be fishing in the morning. A lot of mornings we wake up, we're fishing in the bait grounds, without structure. We're fishing basically mud bottom, wherever the squid may happen to be at that particular time. And then throughout the day, we may actually be fishing it over heavier structure. And, you got bass fishing you can throw in the mix. So you want to have a variation of rods, something you can fish a dropper loop with, 40-pound test, something you can, throw a squid on a slider with or a lead head with, 25, 30-pound test. And if need be, drop down to something even a little lighter. We see a tremendous amount of fish this year, or we have seen, I should say, on the machines, sonar fish and stuff like that, and a lot of it doesn't bite. So it becomes a point in time during the day where maybe you want to drop down in that line size and fish a sardine on something a little bit smaller, a little bit lighter. And then I talked to Tino, who ran the boat yesterday, and he was recommending everybody with 40-pound tests. So we're catching some bigger fish in the morning over the structure. You want to be able to fish something heavier with a little more backbone to it.
So Tino's been running the Freedom a little bit?
Yeah, Tino's on the boat 3 days a week, and then I'm on there 4.
So. Wow, that's an A-team right there, both you guys.
Yeah, he does a great job.
Tino's been around a while.
Very good fisherman. Yeah,
for sure. Now, one thing that we don't see a lot of, and Mike's probably, if you're fishing San Diego versus, is we don't see a lot of squid fishing down in San Diego, but you guys are pretty consistent on the squid up there. What if somebody wants to fish squid? What's the kind of the go-to rig on squid?
right now, like I said, if we're fishing the bait grounds in the morning, a lot of time dropper loop, you know, like a 4-0, 5-0 hook and a squid, you know, with your a traditional like dropper loop with your hook above the sinker. That's kind of your morning time deal. And then as the day progresses, like I said, maybe we switch over to something with a slider.
Okay.
I personally, with fishing a squid, I like those 8-0 Aki hooks.
Okay.
And a small slider, you know.
Yeah. All right. Good deal. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Let's go south down to Rancho Leonero. Talk to our buddy John Ireland. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Pete, Mike, Jeff, Aaron.
Talk about biting. Man, the pictures you've been sending me this week, that one giant rooster, how big was that thing?
It was, you know, they're all getting released. There were a lot of them between 70 and 80 pounds, believe it or not. Those are big, big rooster fish. I wrote my report just when I didn't think it could have gotten better than last week, and then the big rooster fish showed up, and 50-pounders are common, and everybody's picking up 50-pounders, and everybody's catching at least a 50-pounder, and then about half the anglers going out targeting the guyos are picking up 70, 80-pounders. Bart's grandson picked one up, and there's just a lot of them around. I got some great photos on the website. Yeah, unbelievable rooster fishing on top of everything else. The water's staying about 81 to 82 degrees, nice and clear and flat, clean, real blue water, and it's holding all the everything we normally have to offer. It's out there right now at the moment. Real strong yellowfin bite, limits for all anglers in yellowfin. They're just they're between the lighthouse and the north end of Pomo Park. No more than a mile off the beach in 100 to 200 feet of water. The chicken chunk squid, or I finally found out what chili willies, and I told you, Pete, but I've been calling barracuda, and everybody's been calling it barracuda, and they were using bait, game fish as bait. But what they are, Frank identified them, they're tube mackerel. And we've got a lot of those around, and they're deadly bait for both the rooster fish and for the tuna. So those are working really well, that and the chunk squid on the yellowfin. And pretty much everything that we're catching is mixed in these schools of yellowfin. Like I say, right on, and they're right off the lighthouse down to the north end of the park. The boats are going back and forth. And right on the edge of the Pomo Park, it's just deadly. And it's about 10 o'clock in the morning. They'll come up, and they bite for a couple hours and drop back down. Average fish about 30 pounds to 60 pounds. Frank caught one on iron. We went out the day before yesterday and picked up a 51-pounder on iron, the first one we picked up. There's a lot of wahoo around. Boy, I've been bit off 10 bite-offs, Pete, since we last night went up to the sea lion. I just can't seem to hang on to them. That said, there are a lot of them around right off the lighthouse all the way down to Venaramas on the first drop-off. They're tearing everything up. Everybody's getting bit at least and losing equipment like crazy. Let's say every other boat's bringing in Oahu. Like I say, big rooster fish, striped marlin, catching the striped marlin. Nobody's going out for the striped marlin, so the ones that are being caught are in mixed inside with the tuna. And I'd say every other boat's releasing a striped marlin a day, too, believe it or not, even that close to the beach. So everything's in there feeding. Let me see. Oh, amberjack. We've got a lot of amberjack mixed in with the yellowfin as well. Some real nice amberjack, 50 to 60. 60-pounders, and they're on the website as well. I could go on and on, guys. The fishing is
talk
really
about
good, so.
Turning back to normal conditions, man. This is the year for Rancho Leonero, the things coming back to normal conditions. And, yeah, I know Captain Frank Lopresti's there, Kathy's celebrating her birthday down there, and Bart Hall and the gang. You have an all-star cast down there.
Yeah, we sure do. Yeah, we've got the whole Hall group, all the Hall employees from the shows, and then we've got Frank and Kathy. It's Kathy's 60th birthday, and so they're enjoying that. So the two groups have filled the hotel up completely, and so they're out there enjoying this good fishing. Right now, Bart is out with his son, and they're looking for black grouper with Alonzo. They're going to bottom fish today.
Sweet.
All
right. Yeah, so well, you got your hands full down there at Rancho Leonero. Hey, if anybody wants to come down and take advantage of this tremendous fishing, are there spots available?
Yeah, there are. And, you know, it's interesting, but the phone has been ringing off the hook.
I believe.
The word's out. We finally got some good fishing after a couple of years in the doldrums. So, yeah, it's a good thing to call. July is really filling up fast. So if you do want a spot and your favorite captain, give us a call, 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com.
All right. Thanks, John. Appreciate that report. Glad to hear things are back to where it should be in the East Cape, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Thanks, Steve. Yeah, these are the fun ones to give. And happy Father's Day out there and Grandfather's Day to all you old guys.
Yeah, happy Father's and Grandfather's Day to you, John.
That's it.
All right, very good. Appreciate the call this morning. All right, very good. All right, let's jump back into the phones. Let's talk to Gus in Burbank. Gus, how are you, Gus?
Yo, you guys.
Yo, Gus.
And yo to all the fathers out there.
Same back at you there.
I have a couple of questions. Do you provide fish cleaning on the way in?
Yes, we do. All boats. All boats at 22nd Street do provide fish cleaning services of some sort.
And I assume that you have the refrigerated seawater.
Yeah, on Jeff's boats. Yeah, you got the.
Yeah, we have that on all of our boats. The Ultra has it. We have a great system on the Freedom. Not on the Monte Carlo. It's half day, so
no.
It's standard. Gunny sack on there. But yes, we have RSW on the boats.
Beautiful.
And you better get out there and go fishing, Gus.
Oh, I can't wait.
That's right in your backyard.
Yep, I know.
All right. Thanks for calling. Appreciate the call this morning. All right. That does free up 858-457-1090. Open right now. It's been a busy, busy morning. There is your chance to get through. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones and talk to Dan in Los Alamitos. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, good morning. Happy Father's Day, everybody.
Good morning.
Hey, morning. Hey, my question, I just wanted your thoughts about when you go on all the half-day boats and overnight boats and all that, and I don't know what the fix is for it, but I fish a couple days a week and really enjoy it. But when we go out on these fishing boats half-day and the amount of fish that we're taking on these trips is fine, and it's your right, but do we really need to keep, 100 barracuda? I don't know what the fix is. I know that the crew relies on fish cleaning, and that's how they make their money, but I'm all for tipping the guys and maybe taking a few less fish. I don't know what your guys' thoughts are.
Well, if you're not going to eat it, certainly release it.
Oh, yeah.
Aaron, you have some input on that?
We've been telling people the same thing. I don't want to be left with a cooler full of fish at the end of the day. If the guys don't want to keep the barracuda or the bass, more power to you. Let them go. Either count them as released. I had a couple guys on the boat the other day. I believe one of the guys from Dock Rat Lures, and we had a bunch of that big calico bass on one of the spots, too, and he wanted to throw them back. I said, go for it. You're more than go for it. I'm not by it. You know what I mean? I'm not out there kill. And I think, a lot of people talk about catch and release and on the bass and everything. You got to remember, we lost half of what we used to be able to keep.
Right.
We used to be able to keep 10 bass at 12 inches. Now we're at 5 fish at 14 inches, and that's been a grind to do up until this
that's
past week.
Fish.
That's a big fish,
Yeah.
I think there's been a big shift in people's mentality, especially what I see with the charters and overnight fishing. There's a lot more guys that are releasing bass than there used to be. I think it's gotten more popular. It's good to see. Generally speaking, on these local boats like Aaron's on or the Monte Carlo, you got, a big weekend load. I mean, it's everybody's individual right to decide, as long as they're within their legal limits, what they decide they want to keep. I mean, we're not there to force you to do one thing or the other.
You don't have to feed the entire neighborhood.
Exactly.
No, just take home what you want. And
it's sport fishing. We're not commercial fishing. You know what I mean?
Good point. And also, that good point is, an important part of the pay for the deckhands is that fillet. So if you're releasing a lot of fish, just remember to take care of the deckhands with a good tip there to compensate.
If you feel they deserve it, definitely,
Yeah, you bet. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Captain Fred Huber aboard the Daily Devil. What's up, Fred?
Good morning, B. Good morning, Captain. Those were words of wisdom right there.
Good morning, Fred.
My train of thought all the way on releasing or not, and it's everybody's right to keep within inside the legal limits, and you don't have to kill everything.
No doubt about it.
Yes. And we've seen some of that good calico bass fishing this past weekend. I just wanted to chime in real quick. Both Point Loma and then Pete, we saw a little bit of sand bass last night. It finally kind of worked out our late afternoon half day run, we got into a late sand bass bite that was really fun, and I just wanted to share that with you.
They're up and down the coast. Yeah, that's good news, right? It's been a while since I know you guys up there have seen it, and certainly down here, right, Fred?
Yeah, well, last year it seemed like our sand bass was missing. I don't know about up the coast. I'm enjoying listening to your guests there, Pete. But, sand bass was kind of missing from us last year. And, I guess there were some pretty good signs of small pinhead anchovies in the flats. Now, we went and fished the shallows, but we're kind of liking what we're hearing, and hopefully that stuff will come together this year.
Yeah, it's all good. And then you're going to be our guest in the studio a week from today, right?
I get to be there tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it. Well, next week, I'm looking forward to it.
1 week from today. And on the Daily Double, are you running double half day now?
Yeah, Pete. So we've gone to 7 days a week with our schedule, and currently our schedule is 8:30 in the morning to 2:30 in the afternoon, and then we leave it again at 3:00 in the afternoon and get back at 8:30 in the evening.
Sweet. That sounds like a good plan. All right. Of course, Point Loma Sport Fishing. How do we get a hold of you? Want to go fishing, Fred?
Yeah, Point Loma Sport Fishing, 619-223-1627.
All right. We'll see you next Sunday in the studio. Thanks for the report.
Thanks, Pete. Thanks for having me on.
All right. But that is such good news to hear. That not only up and down the coast, that sand bass is coming back. We were worried. Where did it all go, right?
Well,
I mean, for years.
Hopefully it's a cycle.
Yeah. I mean, all this is kind of back to the way, and the ocean seems so abundant this year.
There's a lot of life.
Well, yeah. We boiled it the last 3 years, so it's time for things. We're going to go through some kind of a shift here.
Kelp's coming back. Anchovies are coming back. There's still good amounts of sardine around, the squid. Did the squid guys do well this year?
Yeah, they're off to not what it was before all this, but they're off to a decent start. Yeah, the guys are making some hauls at night. It's not
the guys are really working at it. Yeah,
I wouldn't call it great, but there's some fish around.
Still some white sea bass around Catalina?
There is, if you put in your time, yes.
That's a time fish, right?
There is some around, yes.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, let's jump back into the phones, and let's talk to Cliff in Lakewood. Good morning, Cliff. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys, and happy Father's Day to you guys all.
Same.
And my favorite part about 22nd Street Landing is the parking across the street. It's free and it's easy. Oh. Love it.
No shortage of parking. We've got abundance of parking.
And you just walk right, literally, it's right across the street. That's what's so cool.
Right across the crosswalk, right underneath the restaurant. You can't miss us. Look for the big whale marquee right underneath there, and you'll see the boats right away, unless they're out fishing. So that's we get a lot of phone calls. Where are you at? Well, they're all out.
Yeah, they're fishing.
Where are you at?
It's a fishing landing. Yeah.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to Mike on that bait barge out there. He does a great job. You know, he only puts a few deans in there when he's loading the bait very carefully, and does a great job out there, and always out there, and very faithful.
Yeah, Mike does a really good job out there, and we're lucky to have the guy. He's a good dude.
Yeah, and like you guys said earlier, it's like you own the bait receiver and the bait boats, and you're out there a lot catching bait.
Oh, yeah, we got our finger on the pulse. We got all of our bases covered from, like I said, with the network of all of our sport boats. And having the bait boats out, they're going out the gap, and they're saying, hey, we're seeing some anchovy in the gap, come over here, and everybody's a little in tune on, you know, what's going on. So,
how big's that chovy right now?
I'd say, 5 inches almost?
Oh. Almost 5 inches. Yeah. There's some really nice hook bait mixed in.
Gotta love that.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to take over a nachos?
No, that's still
on the beach. Okay.
Yeah, but we are adding a huge barge to the San Pedro barge, and hit that again. We're going to see some cured bait, a lot of bait. The thing I noticed with some of the bait, you know, I think with the water changing, I'm not a scientist or anything like that, but it seems like that sardine's still stuck in, like, transition of warm water, cold water. You know, we put it on as light as we can onto the boat. We treat it, you know, as well as we can, and it's coming out all right, and just to see that other barge coming to let that stuff really cure out, I mean, it's going to be pretty
a lot of bait around this year, too.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
There's a ton.
Yeah.
That red crab's still around, too.
Is it really?
That's kind of made things still a challenge. Everything's eating that, and you can definitely see when it's eating it and how the fish reacts.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Cliff, happy Father's Day. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. When we come back, We're going to take more of your phone calls. One line just popped open at 858-457-1090. You've been trying to get through. There's your chance. Been a busy, busy morning. Stay tuned for more from the guys from 22nd Street Landing right here on Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mighty 1090.
38 years ago, my parents started Fast Lane Sailing Center. They sold catamarans because they wanted to do what they loved and sell what they loved to do. They wanted to share their passion with others. Share the stoke. I'm Hayden Lane, and over the last three decades, my parents have shared that passion with thousands of people, my brother, sister, and I among them. We grew up right there at the shop in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay, sailing on the bay, fishing off the docks, and later off the Hobie Mirage kayaks. We grew up surrounded by the water. Our shop was filled with tools that Hobie and other brands have made to enjoy on the water. And I use them all. I mean all of them. Wouldn't you? So when you come into the shop, you're not going to hear a salesperson trying to convince you to buy something. You're going to hear us bragging about how much fun we have on these toys and telling you to do the same. We test every product out there, and we only sell the best because we want to use the best. So check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or get on down to the shop in Dana Landing and find your next adventure.
It's big, it's comfortable, and she is beautiful. The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Captain Jeff Dubois has helped make the Independence a top-notch operation. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check the availability on spring, summer, and fall trips now at IndependenceSportFishing.com.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the docks, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe us? Just listen to what Southern California's own Captain Pete Grosbeck says. He says, we're very impressed with the whole operation of the Seakeeper. We live bait a lot. We go slow, which puts us in the trough. And now basically there is no trough. Seakeeper's newest offering, the Seakeeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, the gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post, bringing installation down to a mere 2 days. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride. Be amazed. Seakeeper.
Spring fishing is finally here. Will it be another banner season? Will it even be better than last year? Will it cool off? Who knows? Fishing is one thing that's impossible to predict. But when it comes to trucks, it's easy to predict who's going to be number one. Ford F-Series. America's best-selling trucks for the last 40 years in a row. Today's Ford trucks combine legendary toughness and state-of-the-art technology, giving you the best of both worlds. That's called being California smart. Ford has put it all together with the F-150 STX package. These trucks are nicely equipped with an EcoBoost engine, hands-free system controls, a reverse sensing camera, 20-inch wheels, and a lot more. All at a price you're going to love. Now, I can't always predict what the fish are going to do, but I can predict that Ford is going to be on the top once again with trucks like the 2017 F-150 STX package. It's California smart. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Got a great group here from 22nd Street Landing, Jeff and Mike and Aaron, and we're giving away a trip on the Freedom, a trip on the Pursuit, a trip on the Native Sun, a trip on the Monte Carlo, and a pair of the Ohana sandals from Olakai, the finest footwear you could possibly put on your feet, courtesy of our friends at Olakai. All to celebrate Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. And it's time to celebrate the Catch Report right now, sponsored in part by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. Focus your offshore fishing on the most productive areas by using Terrafin. Now with Terrafin Mobile, you can take it with you on your iPad, your iPhone, your Android device. It's easy. You just download the latest chart, and especially there's some good charts now with this great weather, before you leave, and then you have all the information right there at your fingertips. It's cheap. It's a must-have. Check Terrafin.com for more information. Let's start at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Captain Brian Woolley. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys. Jeff, Aaron, Mike, what's happening?
Hey,
guys?
Brian. Good morning, Brian.
Good, man. Hey, good week on the water up here for us, too. You know, we had, a real steady week of this local fishing. You know, starting with our bread and butter, the calico bass fishing. with that anchovy that you guys were talking about is excellent again for us. You know, the water temps in our little sector have been in that 66 to 69 degree range, and, you know, it's really kind of kicked these bass into bite mode. Just about every single spot of kelp, both above and below our harbor right now, has the potential to bite with the right conditions. And again, with that anchovy, it's really, really made it nice. Literally thousands of fish caught and released this week, both calico bass, sand bass, you know, along the edge of the kelp in those hard bottom spots too. You know, we're also starting to see a little bit more yellowtail kind of trickle into a little zone four to five miles off the beach on some kelps. You know, it's that smaller grade fish, that 5 to 8 pound stuff. But a few kelps had quite a bit of fish earlier in the week. So the weather this week was a huge factor as well. You know, kept things nice and toasty. So that definitely helped. And, you know, we wrapped our first session of our Dana Wharf Kids Summer Fishing Camp. We had that on the Sump Fund this week. It was super cool to see these kids out. Some of those kids caught fish for the first time. They were into it. Some of those kids had some good yellowtail action, too, on one of those kelps I was talking about. So good week, super good fishing. So if you guys want to hop on a trip with us, certainly reservations are a must this time of the year, as you can imagine. Phone number here is 949-496-5794. Full trip range from 5 to 5, overnight stuff, half day, three-quarter day, and twilight. So call, check the landing. I'd also recommend taking advantage of that Let's Talk Cookup discount that we get there on the Let's Talk Cookup website. Click on that banner ad, save 25% on one of these local trips. And, of course, you can call the landing here at, again, 949-496-5794.
All right. Good job, Brian. Great job in the studio last week. Great to see you. And we will talk to you next Sunday.
All right, guys. Have a good show. Thanks. And happy Father's Day, guys.
Happy Father's Day, for sure. All right. Surf guru extraordinaire Gundy Gunderson. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, what's up, Pete and guys?
Happy morning.
Hey, as a little side note, one of the in Seal Beach big fisher I talked to yesterday, one of the grommets fished with you guys on the Freedom. He had a 9-pound stovepipe barracuda.
Ooh.
And you want to talk about a happy little camper.
Man, that's a big one.
That is. It's nice to see them throw those bigger barracuda again. Well, I got plenty to talk about here as far as surf fishing. It's another good week. The halibut fishing just continues as good as guys have seen in years. In addition to the good halibut bites, spotfin made a real strong showing on the backside of this moon. Yellowfin croaker with them. The corbina have really hit the beach. We're starting to see lots of sand crabs. It was smaller sand crabs. We're starting to see the bigger nuggets now. So that's real good. And the calico bass fishing in tight on the rocky beaches and stuff with those grunion runs has also been really, really good. So let me get to it real quick here. Hook, line, sinker reported another good week of halibut fishing. East Beach, Graveyards, Goleta, Sandspit fished to 30 inches reported this week. Flash minnows, top baits. Good bite in the rocks for calico bass, shallow rockfish for those guys using squid, shrimp. Those fresh jet grunion are also killers inside. Wiley's reported mixed bag fishing. Good bite at Magoo there. Still some perch, mid-sized perch, not the big ones. We're on the backside of the spawn now. Also good calico bass fishing in the shallows. 20-inch fish reported taking off a swim bait there at Big Rock. Matador, Latigo, Pescador, all those rocky spots, real good inside. Big fish reported real good bite off Surfside. Yellowfin croaker, bonita, and mackerel all mixed up in these anchovy balls that are outside the surf line. The guys are pitching crocodiles in there, and some of those yellowfin are up to 4 pounds, and the bonita are like 1 to 3, but kind of fun fishing, and one of the guys got a 25-inch halibut under the melee, so that's not too bad either. Big spotfin on the Seal Beach Pier, 2 to 4 pound fish eating bloodworms. Catch some tackle in Newport reported excellent halibut action all along the peninsula there. One of the shop regulars released 4 legal halibut yesterday fishing a white flat there at River Jetty, so some really good action. And then finally, Pacific Coast reported another good week. Phenomenal halibut fishing. 15-pounder was the big fish this week. MS anchovy, flash minnow. And then they're having a little spotfin, yellowfin, croaker derby, and a 4-pound, 1-ounce fish was posted this week on a bloodworm, and that's the leader. So, boy, it's that time of year in the surf, Pete, where you can just spin the dial and pick a species, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no kidding, Gundy. I mean, this is the time of the year where no matter where you are, but especially in the surf, you can catch a lot of variety, right?
You know what I've been
saying here the last few weeks, what's really different this year is the amount of bait inside, you know, the amount of anchovies. All that hot water is good for offshore fishing, but for what makes the bait hang in those canyons and heat that up well, cooler water, nutrient-rich water, the stuff that draws that bait in is the game fish. So
that's it.
Very good time to go right
Good
now.
Job, Gundy Gunderson, Surf Guru, and we'll talk to you next Sunday. Have a great week.
I'm going to go see if I can get a stovepipe barracuda.
Yeah, boy.
On out.
All right, let's go. Go to 22nd Street and jump on the boat. All right, appreciate it very much. All right, and that is our catch report today. It's been sponsored by SurfFishTackle.com, where you'll find all the latest gear to catch that fish from the beach. That's SurfFishTackle.com. And for our Let's Talk Hook Up listeners, if you use the code Corbina, and you get a free shipping on your order. Any order, use the code Corbina at SurfFishTackle.com. You get free shipping. And I might add, too, Bill Varney, who does have that, or Varney, excuse me, who has that great SurfFishTackle.com. He also does our Let's Talk Hookup newsletter each week. We just load it with good stuff. This week we had a fantastic article on Rancho Leonero, our Rancho Leonero trip. Lots of great photos and good information on today's show and yesterday's show. And then you'll get another one this week. You get one a week from us. If you just get on our subscription list, it's on the front page of our website, hookup1090.com. You just click on that little thing. It says join our email blast. And we don't sell it. We don't blast anything but once a week. And that's it. And those people that are on our list, we have special prizes and giveaways that we do, too. And we're going to have one of those very, very soon. So you want to get on that list. Letstalkhookup.com or hookup1090.com, either way, and you go to the front page, you click on that little spot, and you just enter your email address, and you're part of the team. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, and let's talk to Randy in Costa Mesa. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, guys. Great show this morning, and happy Father's Day to everyone.
Same back at you.
Hey, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the Outrider. It's a nice little boat. I fished it twice last year, and really enjoyed the captain and the crew on board. Can you guys kind of elaborate on that?
He's going to stay at 22nd Street for quite some time. I think until the end of October, and then he's going to go back up north. But if there's a reason to go back up there, I guess, maybe to fulfill a couple charters or something. But he did really well in the fall with that bluefin. Tucker has some open party trips available. The charter schedule for both the Outrider and the Ultra are just completely wedged, but every once in a while something falls through with the charter group or something like that. But if you had real Outrider questions, I'd talk to Summer. She's in charge of that down there. But as for the boat, it sleeps 11 people. I think it's 22 if you want to charter it for a three-quarter day. Super comfortable boats. I mean, if you fished either the Outrider or the Ultra, these kids, Tucker and Jacob, are just absolutely killing it. They're
same
kind
of deal,
fishy.
Up to 10 people like
the
Ultra.
The boats are very similar. The hulls came out of the same mold.
Are they 50, 60 foot?
50.
50 foot, okay.
Yeah, and they're set up. I don't think you're going to find two nicer deltas anywhere. The way those boats have been set up is really bitching. I mean, they have all the amenities of a big boat, both of them, and the same service you would get on a big boat with a hot galley, you know, air conditioning, et cetera, bait capacity. And I think the two boats, we were actually just talking about this on the ride down here, the two boats really seem, in my opinion, to complement each other.
Very much so.
The boats bring a lot of interest to the landing. There is definitely they fulfill a niche, and I think it's a little more expensive to fish with that ultra limited load, but it's,
what's the perfect load on the ultra?
Well, we take 10. That's
up
it.
10.
Overnight, you know, up to 2 day trips, 2.5 day trips, we take 10 people.
And it fishes well with 10. I've been on
there
a couple times.
Yeah.
It's a very cool experience with 10 people on there and a lot of crew interaction with the people. And Jacob's built up a really good clientele and reputation with his guys, and same with Tucker. You know, it's a really all-around good experience for somebody that wants that kind of service.
Cool.
I mean, the story actually behind those boats is I actually ran that Outrider for quite a few years, and we kind of built that clientele, I would say, with my own two hands from the start, and then we rolled out over to the Ultra And then when Tucker stepped in, I mean, he has done basically the same thing when he used to run the Mirage up north. So he's got his own following, and he's a great little fisherman. So between him and Jacob, now that we have running the Ultra, the two guys and the two boats, I think, complement each other.
Yeah,
and the landing very
definitely
well.
Definitely seeing a lot of new faces coming down to fish with us, and it's pretty cool. And seeing these guys that just strictly like codfish up there, and they're coming to the tackle shop like, hey, how do we catch a bass out here? And we just style them all out. It's pretty cool. We got a lot of regulars that, you know, give a little seminar in the shop, like on the spot. And but yeah, it's changing people. I see faces I've never seen before. At least when I went up there to fish with Sean, I see those people up there. But
that's cool, and you can put your own group of 10 together.
Oh, yeah,
and charter the boat.
Yeah, it's 10 or 11 people.
That's a cool setup. It is
very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. And when we come back, more of your phone calls. Lines are still full, but keep on trying. 877-792-1090 or 858-457-1090. The guys from 22nd Street are here. Happy Father's Day. Stay tuned for more. Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. I think most of you get that I'm a fisherman and work with the fishing community, but to understand exactly what Sport Fishing Financial does, ask yourself these four questions. First, do you really know how much money you'll need in order to retire comfortably? Next, do you know how much you'll have to save on a regular basis to reach that number? Do you have a process that includes a proven investment strategy and confidence that the money you save will grow? Last, do you have a plan for how to turn your savings into retirement income? If you don't have good answers to these questions, you're not alone, but you should, and I can make sure you do. In addition, if you own a business and currently provide or are planning on providing a retirement savings plan for yourself or your employees, we should really talk. We offer an outstanding variety of creative solutions that are sure to meet your needs.
Some of our listeners may feel overwhelmed. Others may believe they are already doing the best they can. In either case, I bet Rick can help. Set a time to meet with him and start planning for your personal or business investment success. Find Rick on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or give him a call at 949-481-1807.
This is Rosie from Cedros Sport Fishing, formerly Cedros Adventures. We have made a good thing even better at Cedros Island. Cedros Sport Fishing lets you leave home in the morning and hang out at our luxury lodge in the afternoon. Remember, Cedros is the yellowtail and calico bass capital of the world. Stay in Cedros Sport Fishing's own private waterfront lodge and experience first-class meals and service. Our new fish processing facility will custom cut and pack your catch for your flight home. Hey, what are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570 or check cedrosportfishing.com for availability and more information. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatfall Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Trank 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Trank 500 HG has the cranking power you need, and with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatfall and leave the line control to the Trank's reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatfall, and when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Trank's Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
XEBRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. We really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. There's nowhere that I can think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get at Rancho Llanero. We love families.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 18 stores throughout Southern California and 3 in San Diego County. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find the location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Spring fishing is finally here. Will it be another banner season? Will it even be better than last year? Will it cool off? Who knows? Fishing is one thing that's impossible to predict. But when it comes to trucks, it's easy to predict who's going to be number one. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for the last 40 years in a row. Today's Ford trucks combine legendary toughness and state-of-the-art technology, giving you the best of both worlds. That's called being California smart. Ford has put it all together with the F-150 STX package. These trucks are nicely equipped with an EcoBoost engine, hands-free system controls, a reverse sensing camera, 20-inch wheels, and a lot more, all at a price you're going to love. Now, I can't always predict what the fish are going to do, but I can predict that Ford is going to be on the top once again with trucks like the 2017 F-150 STX package. It's California smart. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer.